Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so I got to tell you about killer clowns. I don't really have a problem with clowns. I'm not really scared of them. Like Killer Clowns from Outer Space was one of my favorites. I had the Dickies that did the music for that. That was really cool. Anyway, so here's clowns plus Florida. Never thought I'd ever have this kind of story. Florida killer clown Sheila Keen Warren pled guilty to a 1990 shooting, but she could actually go free next year. Now, this case goes back all the way to May 26, 1990. Someone dressed as a clown handed Marlene Warren carnations and balloons, including one that stated, "You're the greatest," before shooting her in the face in front of her 21-year-old son. Marlene Warren passed, she passed 2 days after. The killer clown, Sheila Keen Warren, 59, pled guilty to second-degree murder. She married Warren's widowed husband. They said there was something like an affair that was involved, et cetera, et cetera. So now it looks like she could actually go, like, she could be free here soon. That's kind of wild. I mean, that's, like, methodical and thought out and intentional and... I don't mean to sound like Charlie Day, but I just don't think that she should be going free, you know? I'm just saying. A suspect was caught with a bag of heroin, and he said it was actually chili powder from Guatemala.
Oh,
Daniel Asensio Barrera, he was pulled over, Clearwater, Florida, and they had a revoked license. And they did not buy the police that it was chili powder. That did not work, and he's now in jail.
Well, that's true, Caitlin, but the point that I made in my response to the reporter in the New York Times article was that what it is that there was a personification of me as a person who essentially closed everything down. Those were public health recommendations that came from the CDC, and I have always been very supportive of the CDC because they base their recommendations purely on public health issues. And the point that I made that as public health officials... it's our responsibility to give the public health perspective to it. The decision of how that balances with other considerations really comes from other authorities, from authorities who have things other than just the public health to be concerned about, economic and other considerations. So that's the point I was making. I was not trying to shun away from responsibility. We made a public health recommendation.
Gosh, finish your sentence. It's killing my soul. Welcome back to this two-minute Christmas. I mean, it's like, okay, we got the point. Shut your mouth up. Shut it up. Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash here with you. You're unnerved curmudgeon. Can listen coast to coast across the country. You can also watch the simulcast of the nationally syndicated radio show on YouTube, where there's always fun discussion. Facebook, Channel 347, DirecTV. That was Hoggle from one of my favorite movies, Mind typo. Kind of want to leave it, but that was Anthony Fauci, former head of NIAID.
Does anybody else get frustrated when they hear him say what he said? Because our elected officials go to him for those directions.
There's a reason why he was on the stage during that whole thing.
He's acting like his hands are all clean of this stuff, like he had nothing to do with it.
So this, speaking of which, can we please prepare thy ears for audio soundbite four, because here was... Now, sidebar, we did not put this goofy music underneath it.
No.
I hate it. Listen, just quick sidebar. If you're a person putting together a video montage, please spare us all the injustice of having to suffer under your poor musical taste. And do not add stupid music that you think is funny or adds to some sort of characterization of the montage. Just let the video montage do its thing, for the love of all things holy. Thank you, signed America. Go ahead.
Do you regret particularly the last one, the shutdown, the sweeping shutdown that some said made things worse?
No, I don't, Neil. And in fact, I think we need to make sure that your listeners understand I didn't shut down anything.
I recommended to the president that we shut the country down. And the only way to do that is by draconian means of essentially shutting down a country. We know that we can do that if we shut down.
Well, I think one of the things you really need to do, to the extent that you can shut down temporarily the country, I think, is important.
Well, if I knew at the time that shutting down would have such a dramatic effect on controlling the spread, obviously we would have shut down earlier.
And once again, stop putting your dumb music in the beds of video montages. That was Anthony Fauci saying, he was saying, shutting the country down, but I didn't say shut the country down, but I did say shut the country down. Repeatedly, I said it. See, I mean, that's why we don't believe these people. You can't. So this is the latest that comes out. I mean, the truth is out. He had to admit that the masks didn't work. We knew it didn't. He first came out and said they didn't work. Then he said they worked. Then he said that they really worked and you better be wearing them or you hate everybody. I mean, not to that extent, but he said, quote, from a broad public health standpoint, at the population levels, masks work at the margins, maybe 10%. So he finally admits what he said in the beginning, because that's pretty much what he said at the start of this. And then everyone's like, no, you must wear the face panties. And then he changed because he wanted public adoration. He wanted popularity more than he wanted principle. He wanted adoration more than he wanted science. That's true. Go back and look in the very beginning. In the very beginning, he said no masks. He said they don't work. He said they don't work. And then they try to be like, well, you know. He said in February 2020, and he said this in interviews and in an email. Remember the email that came out? All these emails through a FOIA request. He said, well, you know, if someone coughs or sneezes, he said, quote, in an email, I do not recommend that you wear a mask. He said on March 8th, 2020 to Reuters, quote, there's no reason to be walking around with a mask. He said all of this. He was up there because he, in his position as the director of NIAID, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, that was his department. And they work with the CDC. He had every right to say that they didn't work. And he said that in the beginning. That's when I was like, well, maybe he's not, you know. As soon as Trump started like ceding the press conferences over to these people, I was like, oh, I'm a little nervous. I mean, I like the fact that we're being informed, but I want Trump to be more involved in the discussion and not just standing there. And at first I didn't like Fauci. Because he sounded like he was going to be kind of condescending. And then he came out and was like, oh, well, you don't need to wear the masks. And then I thought, oh, well, maybe he's not that bad. Because we all knew one of the first things that happened, it was over at Real Clear Politics. It was like on day one, they came out with a list of all the studies that have ever been done. It was so comprehensive. You'll have to spend a couple of days reading them. That's how many there were. All of the different types of masks, all of the different studies, because everyone was anticipating this mandate. And then it wasn't until the left started going crazy over forcing everyone to wear masks that he went on with it. And being that he was the most visible person on the stage as a part of the coronavirus task force, he became the avatar for medical recommendation for everything that, you know, people had to do. And he sought that out. He tries to downplay his role in it after the fact by saying, well, it was the CDC's recommendation. We remember him seeking this out. They didn't have the CDC and Deborah Birx doing photo shoots with Vanity Fair. That was Anthony Fauci. She didn't get a bobblehead that was sold. That was Anthony Fauci. People weren't wearing Deborah Birx shirts. They were wearing Anthony Fauci shirts. He sought the limelight. He sought the press. He entertained it. He loved the adoration, and he actually modified what he thought about the science to fit public perception because he wanted their praise. And now he's trying to walk away from it.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Well, in case there was any confusion, Bernie Sanders did endorse Joe Biden. One old man endorsed the other old man, ruling out his old man 2024 candidacy. So I know you guys were just waiting with hot anticipation on that. I know you guys were so excited. You were waiting. Oh, now, also, let's see. The CBS News poll found that Democrats are, there's just sort of reluctant about having Biden. That's the best way I can put it. They said that Democrats are meeting it with acceptance more than excitement. No, that's a, what a way to dress up. They don't like him. What a way to dress it up. Well, they're meeting it with acceptance. What? Yeah, not excitement. They're not excited. They're accepting it. What a headline.
Good Democrat.
Yeah, there you go. So Donald Trump is suggesting that he's not going to participate in the primary debates. Okay. I don't know why. Yeah, he was saying that it's held at the Reagan Library, where his son, by the way, had a book signing. Donald Trump Jr. had a big old book signing at the Reagan Library. So he's saying that the guy who publishes the Washington Post is on the chair. There are a lot of actual Republicans on the chair, too, or on the board of the Reagan Library as well. And Don Jr. had a book signing there. So I don't get, like, I mean, they're, what? That doesn't make, I don't know. I think you should have more, as many debates as possible. This is not the time when Republicans should be running from anything right now. Not at all. This one headline, Vanity Fair said Tucker Carlson's prayer talk may have led to Fox ouster. This stuff freaks Rupert out. I think this is a stupid headline and a dumb story. If you see it from Vanity Fair, you see this headline, just ignore it because it's so stupid. I don't, no, nobody believes this. Let's see here. The, oh man, Soylent Green, it's back, like an actual issue. It's being raised in a legislative debate over human composting, which is, oh my gosh, I'm going to throw up not just a little bit in my mouth, but a lot in everyone's. Proponents say it's an eco-friendly way to deal with remains. You're going to compost people. But, you know, speaking of which, we just had Earth Day last weekend. And I forgot to remind you, because it was on a Sunday, that that's Earth Day start was created by a murderer who killed and then butchered, cut up and composted his girlfriend. Yeah, that's how Earth Day started. So he was the original human composter. Who knew that? Google ad revenue dropped for a second straight quarter. Aw, imagine that. Yeah, who knew? All right, so coming up, Thomas Massie, this just happened, dragged the ATF director. It is brilliant, and you've got to hear it. Stay with us. The KS7 from Kel-Tec might be short and slim on the outside, but it's long under the hood with its 18.5-inch barrel packed into its bullpup design. It's ready for home defense, backcountry hiking, or anywhere you need a compact 12-gauge shotgun. The KS7 is lightweight with a magazine capacity of 6+1 or 7+1, depending on shell size, easy to handle with rear loading and downward ejection, and standard carry handle that doubles as a sighting solution. Every KS7 produced at Kel-Tec is made in the USA by a team who takes pride in their work and believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms. Every KS7 comes with a lifetime warranty with proof of purchase as original owner. Defend what matters most to you with the KS7 shotgun available through Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. And sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com.
Do you support the military adopting that EV fleet by 2030?
I do, and I think we can get there as well. And I do think that reducing our reliance on the volatility of globally traded fossil fuels, where we know that global events such as the war in Ukraine can jack up prices for people back home, it does not contribute to energy security. I think energy security is achieved when we have homegrown clean energy that is abundant, like you see in Iowa. We think that we can be a leader globally in how we have become energy independent.
So that's Jennifer Granholm, the energy secretary. And I'm, oh my gosh, she was speaking there to the point of the military and energy. And she said that she supported requiring our military to adopt an all-electric vehicle fleet by 2030. Guys, that's not that far away.
Less than 7 years.
Yeah. Welcome back to the program. Your perplexed curmudgeon is here with you today. First off, this is expensive and entirely impractical at the stage that we have, you know, electric vehicles right now. It's entirely impractical. She wants to create unnecessary burdens for a country, our country, during any kind of time of war. If that's what her goal is, this is how you do it. Listening to this woman sit here and talk about energy and military is like listening to me commentate a football game. It's what it is. Can you imagine? I didn't even know the rules. Just imagine how bad that is. It's still almost not as bad as Jennifer Granholm talking about this, or Steve Dettelsbach talking about guns with the ATF. If you played video for me of something going on with a football game, I honestly would not be able to tell you what was going on. It would be the most basic of observations. Well, this little fellow here who's in the red shirt, he just dropped this ball. And that's how bad it would be. But it still would make more sense than what she's saying here. Can you just think of this? Can you imagine, guys, we got to go charge up the tank here in the desert. Hey, let's go. Or heaven forbid, what if we have to get into any kind of fight with China? Can you think of the jets for a minute? Jet fuel does not have. There's no green jet fuel. Talk to Alex Epstein about this. Can you imagine? What about the ships, our big ships, our Navy vessels, our warships? No, solar. We got to go solar. We got to go charge our ships. Guys, we got to go and charge our military amphibious vehicles before we can sit here and get involved in this fight up here with China. This is like what it is going on in her head. You know, this because it's very easy to sit here and just charge up stuff in the middle of battle. Wait, guys, can you just hold off on the conflict for just a second? Times. I mean, that made sense in recess when you're playing tag, right? There were rules, though. You couldn't do a timeout. You couldn't do times if someone was getting ready to come up and freeze tag you. You could not do it. That doesn't apply. I mean, you have to be dying, and it still doesn't apply. You don't get a times against, you know, you don't get that. You don't get a times against charging. I need a moment to charge my vehicles. Oh, my gosh. Here's a comment. And I'm going to pull this person's endocrine system out through their sinus cavities here in just a moment on social media at commercial break. I'm going to do it now on verbally. They go, why are you betting against America? You think we can't produce batteries for EVs by 2030? Yes, you're absolutely right. That is correct. Yeah, exactly. What makes you think that we can? What makes you think we have the resources? What makes you think that it isn't cost prohibitive? What makes you think that we're not going to have to rely on the very geopolitical foes that we would actually be gearing up to battle in order to make this happen? You complete, baffling, total, stupendous moron.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.